This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Welcome to XOXO Gossip Kings, presented by Athletic Greens.
Yeah. Carl, I only need one thing from you because I watched this episode this morning, and there's only one word I wanted to hear from Carl when I got in this office.
Let me tell you what I thought of this episode. Before I tell you that word, though, we got to introduce our gracious guest, our humble guest, full of humility. The most humble man
our
I know.
Our brother in Christ.
Our brother in Christ. Our brother in Allah.
Yeah,
our brother. This man right here is one of our best friends.
Love you guys.
He's one of the funniest people on the planet. This man, over the pandemic, started making videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
Took the Persian comedy world by storm.
Yeah. Those videos got me through the pandemic.
Those videos got us through the pandemic. You still got your wristband on from last night? You take it off?
Nah, I took it off. Oh, you got it.
I just feel nasty. I was at the club.
Yeah.
Look
at that wristband.
I had my wristband on. This
up in the club.
Man, up in the club.
So funny.
You know we be up in the club. This man right here got us through the pandemic with his hilarious videos, introduced us to Persian culture, to Iranian culture, taught us words like Fesenjoon, no rules, Koskesh.
That last one is a very bad word, folks. We're sorry about that. It's on the top five of bad words you could say in Farsi.
I said that to my driver one day going to the... I sent you the
yeah, and
the,
then he just...
He thought it was hilarious.
Though. Yeah. I think if you're not calling somebody that seriously, it's hilarious to hear you say because you're not...
not
Iranian,
Persian.
But and you pronounce it so well.
I'm a little bit Persian, a little bit rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, we got actor, comedian, writer, extraordinaire, dancer, singer.
Yeah.
This man is a quintuple, sextuple threat. He's a sex threat.
That sounds awful.
Give it up. Show your love.
Start clapping right now
for our boy, Mr. Peter Banifaz.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure, honor to be here. Thank you guys. Man, thank you so
thank
much.
You so
what
an
incredible introduction. Other than the sex,
sex threat.
I assure you, I'm not a sex threat. But it's a pleasure.
Oh,
to be
man,
here.
We're so
thank
happy
you,
to have you. This
thank
is
you,
the homie.
I love you guys.
Peter's our man. We talked about you last episode. We were like, Peter's gonna be on episode.
Yeah, y'all
appreciate
just wait.
You,
y'all just wait, and we got him here.
Yeah.
Now,
folks at home know that we've all known each other for what, like 11, 12 years.
Yeah,
doing comedy.
Since I was a tiny boy in fifth grade, these two adult men used to pick me up from school, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, yep. We're like, man, yep. Are you going to pick him up today, Peter? Yeah. I got to go to the UPS.
Yeah, and you always go to the UPS store all day.
I know, I stay there. It's so much to get done. I could get stamps, I could get envelopes, I could get birthday cards. There's so many, and the carpet is real nice. Sometimes I vacuum it.
Shout out to the UPS store. XOXO Gossip Kings presented to you by UPS.
Can I
what
just
can
say,
Brown do for you?
The Headgum Studios is popping today.
Yeah,
there's people
so
everywhere
people.
Walking in and out.
Everybody's drinking.
What's going on?
Everybody's drinking.
Yeah, what'd you say?
It's everyone's drinking.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Not
it. It looks like a New York subway. Lamar, first of all, Peter, what is your history with Gossip Girl? Have you ever watched the show?
I remember there was a girl I was dating that was obsessed with this show back in like the 2000s, mm-hmm. And she would kind of tell me about it, and I always make fun of it to her. And that's pretty much it. I think seen like a little bit of an episode, and then I saw the episode in question today.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I could see why young people, especially in the 2000s, were like obsessed with this show.
Yeah.
It kind of plays into all the things that young people like.
Exactly.
Sex, drama, mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Fess and June.
I guess there is a little mystery.
Fess and June, the Iranian walnut pomegranate dish.
I feel like you would have been great on that Gossip Girl, Peter. You would have been a great character.
I would have been the ugliest character on that show, without a doubt. That they'd be like, who is this ugly little guy?
Well, guess who's here, gossipers? It's Peter Banifaz. I was going to ask you, have you seen OC?
I've seen a little bit of OC, yeah. Okay. Like, I mean, when I say little bit, I've like seen like an episode before, a decade ago.
Well, you got a real lucky episode to watch because...
This shit was a humdinger!
Yes, finally. So all season two, we're like episode four.
This shit was great. This was a great episode of television right here.
It was so good. I was off the rip. Man, I went to sleep naked last night because I was so drunk. And then I just watched that shit butt-ass naked. And I was like, this shit is a humdinger! Yeah.
Nice.
So what's crazy is, one thing I want to know, when you're watching it and you don't know what's going on
at all,
can you feel the humdinger of it? Or did you just feel like it was just a regular ass
Did TV you show? Think this was a humdinger ass episode of television?
I did. I'll be honest. I didn't know if this was a humdinger ass episode because so much shit is happening. Everyone's like talking about everybody. Everyone's backstabbing everybody. Everyone's talking about fucking. So I was like, this is probably the standard protocol of the show, right? But you're kinda. Saying, but there was a lot of backbiting.
Yeah.
A lot of. Yeah. Front biting. There was a lot of biting.
A lot of biting.
So basically, Carl says, you know, Carl never says episodes of humdinger.
Never. That's I never said that deal. One time.
And the season two had just, we're on episode four, season right. two. And so far it's been kind of slow, you know. Yeah. So I think what happened today, watching this episode, was like, season two, let's go.
That show was a lot fast today. They put it in drive, and then it went down to two. Yeah. So they could get up the hill in their 1992 Mercury Topaz.
All these people are supposed to be in high school, right?
Yeah. I love that every guest says that.
But what's crazy is, like, nobody in... I mean, the high schools we all went to, nobody talked like this.
Nobody.
These people talk like... Grown-ass adults.
We weren't going to get martinis at STK.
Yeah.
How
like
is that
like
possible?
We drinking beer. Like, we drinking Bud Light and shit, but they drink martinis.
I didn't drink nothing in high school.
Did you drink in high school?
I did, but, like, we couldn't go to bars like that. We'd have to go to, like, certain places that would let us in with, like, fake IDs. We all used to use the same fake ID. It was some, like, guy from Israel. All right. And his name was Yossi Natan. I'll never forget that. And I think there was like 30 Yossi Natans walking into a bar when we went because we all used the same one.
Like, Yossi, you're an alcoholic.
But, Yossi.
Yeah, and then y'all go, yes.
Everybody, it was like, I'm, and then, it was like, wait a minute, these are fake IDs.
Also, it was an international ID. It was an Israeli ID. It wasn't even a California ID.
They couldn't tell if it was fake or not. A-Clay 47. Did y'all drink in high school? Yes. Where's the microphone?
Long story.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening with y'all today? Last week, we were all going crazy. Now this week, y'all going crazy.
Yeah.
They up in here, they got hazmat suits on.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a bee storm outside. It's crazy. man, it is a hot day out there.
It's hot as hell outside. Wait, what did y'all say? Did y'all say y'all drank in high school?
Yeah.
You did.
I did not.
You did not drink in high school. I didn't drink in high school.
We grew up in a very yuppie town where the parents went on vacation, like Gossip Girl style.
Yeah.
The parents were never around and people were just partying in their parents' houses, drinking their alcohol.
That sounds Love fun. It. I wish I had that experience. We used to go to parties. Mm-hmm. I think our parties, I mean, maybe kids were drinking. I definitely was not. It's the first day of school.
Yeah. And the omelets are bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, my girl Lily is back at it, back from Shanghai, I think.
Yeah, it was in Shanghai on business.
They went on a honeymoon to Shanghai.
I know, that's crazy, right? They went to Shanghai on their honeymoon. Eric's suit still don't fit. Chuck breaks the news that Serena broke up with Dan. So that's kind of setting up what this episode's going to be about.
So last time, basically, that last episode, it was like over for good. Chuck and Dan and Serena, they done.
Yeah.
It's the first time back to school. We don't know what's going to happen.
Serena is, that's what's her name, right?
She's married.
Blake. Okay, all right.
Yeah. And then Lily was, you know, their breakfast looked so good. God. Omelets, strawberries, waffles, everything, man.
You ever noticed that?
I'm starving.
They make all that shit. They make all that damn food on TV, mm-hmm. and then they just like the kids take one bite of the waffle and one sip of orange juice. Go, I'm late. I'll be late.
Yeah, yeah. What happens like, to that shit?
Yeah, they just like, throw all that food
fix
away.
That, or they like, what's her name? Little Jay came through with the little green apple in her hand. Yeah. I was like, she's not gonna eat that apple.
Yeah, she's not gonna eat that apple.
She's like, I don't want to go to school today.
Apple, what's y'all's favorite apple?
Green apple. The sour apple.
Sour apple. The green one.
Yeah,
Granny Smith.
That's a Granny Smith?
It is a Granny Smith.
Nah, for real? Oh, man. That's so crazy. I just got deja vu. Did this happen before? I always used to get confused, but yeah, I used to love the green joints.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just laughing at it. There's so many people in the studio.
It's crazy. There's never this many people running around this place. It's like a real office in here today.
So, but as I got older, I started getting to the red joints. Red those delicious? Are Granny Smiths.
I just got the greens aren't we Granny Smith, are they?
I thought the greens were Granny Smith. The greens are Granny Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's
we have confirmation?
Oh, yeah, the greens are Granny Smith. Like Fuji.
The
Tech. Fuji?
You like the Fuji Tech one?
Fuji la.
Fuji la la. My favorite ones is the Red Deliciouses.
Yeah.
I know I'm in the minority of America and this my Apple selection, but I
help my I'm also a minority
in this country. but I like Red Delicious apples.
Nice.
I like them, and here's what's even crazier. You like Red Delicious too, AK?
Very good.
I love Red Delicious, and I also like them when they're a little bit mealy. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What do you mean? Are you like a little bit, soft? Like
a little bit. Just
you
a
like
little
it
bit.
With the worm inside, like the tequila
worm coming out the top. Like,
have you ever seen that?
Like a Richard Scarry book.
And it comes out. It's like, you want to read the book? And it's like, hey, this worm wants me to read. Yeah. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah. That's a wild apple.
I have a theory about apples. I feel like we, or at least this for men, really, not to make it all gendered, but I don't know. I feel like we like the apples that our dad like. What kind of apples really? Your dad like?
I don't know, man. He wasn't around. I don't know what type of apples he likes.
I always saw my dad eating the green. He loves those green apples.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just ate those.
I've never seen my father eat an apple.
Really?
Like, no, my dad. I've never seen my father eat an apple. We are a family of very large people. Uh-huh. I've never seen my father eat an apple. I've watched my father. This is no lie. I watched my dad. One morning, we was getting up to go fishing. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. So every time I go home, back to Mississippi, my dad will, we'll do a dinner night where, we fry fish and make some, we get on the grill, make ribs and stuff like that. So he had a bunch of ribs in the fridge. Uh-huh. And he comes into my room and goes, hey, get up. We're going to leave in about 15 minutes to go fish. I said, okay. So I'm getting up. I'm struggling. Go wash my face, brush my teeth, put on my fishing clothes. And I get into the kitchen, and this dude has a big-ass plate of ribs. I'm like, Dad, it's 5 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
I'm hungry. You better eat you something, too. We're going to be out there in that sun. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't have to eat no ribs
it's
right
like a,
now.
Like for the winter, like a bear when they just eat.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're going to have to live off this rib meat all day.
All day long, because we're going to be. Who was that?
Like your girlfriend, or not your girlfriend, your homegirl is like, directing the main event.
She's like, no, you gotta put it over there. No, we need more drywall over here. It's like, she's like,
let me show you how to make this office tight.
He's like, man, fuck that. No one's gonna come and tell me how to do my job.
Take your ass outside. Yeah, you gotta tell me how to fucking build a shelf.
Let me see your COVID test results.
Yeah.
I see a faint line. Okay.
He was like, man, let me do the test, man. Yeah, yeah, wilding out. They let everybody slide in. Yeah, over here building shelves and shit. Trying to get me sick.
Poor man's going around testing everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Lily.
All right, what's happening on Gossip Girl? Dan and Rufus is talking. Dan always talking shit to his dad. I can't stand this dude, man. He's so rude to his dad.
He's so rude. It's just, what do you think of that?
Who's the creepy dude?
Creepy dude. Oh, Chuck.
Chuck Bass.
Oh, Chuck Bass. Okay. I skipped the part. So Chuck comes in. He tells him, and he goes, Eric, champagne in the limo. And everybody look at Eric like, champagne? And he's like, he's kidding. I think.
Right.
He is creepy. He got everything is up his sleeve. This episode was a real Chuck Dinger.
Yeah, Chuck Dinger. Chuck was wild. But the whole time I was like so lost. Like I was like, what is Chuck
What
up
is Chuck
to?
Up to? What
and
is
then,
he doing?
But we'll get to that.
Yeah, because he always in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's always
he's
in
just the
corner
a fucking
snake. Yeah.
What's his deal? Like,
he's a creep.
Is he? Yeah.
But he's in love with Blair.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So him and Blair hooked up back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But Blair's with the Lord. He's like a Lord and Lord Jesus, the real British guy.
Oh, yeah. The dude. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So
who's fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're gonna get there.
Yeah.
We're gonna get there. I mean, everybody watched the episode, but we gonna. Dan and Rufus are talking. Jenny don't want to go to school because she knows she's going to get ate up by the minions. Stay on her head because the last time.
What's the deal with these minions? Like, I don't understand. Like, they're interviewing them?
So we at the school and Blair is there on the stairs dressed like a medieval judge.
Yeah.
And like, what was this outfit she had on?
She was crazy. Like she's from the 19th. What did I write down? I had a little burn. I wrote that.
She looked like a pilgrim.
She looked like a 1920s chic. I could have did better than that. But
a
yeah.
Chic from 1920.
They are auditioning.
To be a minion.
Yeah, they auditioned to be a part of that. Because those are the most popular girls in school.
And they're all ballers, right?
They're all ballers. Yeah. So that's the thing. Because they was judging a lot of the girls. And then the black girl come up and she was like, where did you vacation? She's like, the Andorax? What's that?
Yeah,
Andorax?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. Was it the Andorax?
Anorondax.
Where's that?
You been there?
Way upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Anya would have made the minions.
So Lily pulls up to Big Roof's place. And she's back. She's trying to get back in his good graces.
That was a humdinger.
And
where is Bass Daddy? What happened on that?
Yeah, he is nowhere to be found. Bass Daddy is being an absentee husband. Rufus is like, I'm finna go live my life. I'm about to go watch Repo Man.
Mm-hmm.
And Lily's like, all right, yeah, I'll go watch Repo Man with you. cool. Love Harry Dean Stanton.
Yeah.
And does Lily say that she's gonna watch Repo Man with Rufus?
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll find out after the break.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And we're back. Where we last left off, Rufus was waiting on an answer from Lily. If she wanted to go see the movie Repo Man.
Yeah.
And I said it before the break. I actually did not leave a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I put a false cliffhanger in there because, yes, she did go to see the movie with him. Rufus, he in his bag. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So Rufus is our favorite character on the show.
Yeah.
Big Roof dog. That's the best dad on the show. They be treating him like shit. Both his kids are little assholes to him.
Yeah. He's a great single dad. Doing his
There's
got
to be a reason why they're assholes to him.
He's a singer. Nah. I think they're just
all
angsty.
Everybody in the show is a jerk.
They're teens. Yeah, everybody's
and Rufus
a jerk.
Is fucking with Lily, right?
Well, we're gonna get it. So this is the thing. They were. He's like in love with her. They go way back. They were like kind of hit it off back in the day. But Lily's dad was rich and was like, you can't be dating this rock star guy because he's a former 1980s rock star.
Right.
And so Lily's dad like made her go marry Vander Woodson, who was Serena's dad.
That's why he tells her, like, hey, you made your fucking decision, so now you got to stick to it. I can't be your...
I can't wait for you to meet Serena's dad.
Is he here?
Not yet. Looks like the alien dad's
out. He's installing drywall outside.
So back at the school, the minions press Amanda, say she got to kick it with them at lunch. She can't go to lunch with Dan, so now she's got roped into them, but she's being kind of like
They came up there like a gang. They was like, look, yo, get down or lay down. You want to be with us or you want to be with them?
Yeah.
And then she was like, all right, I'll be with y'all.
Yeah, she's like, we're going to make it real hard on y'all. There's sticks involved. Like, she dropped
the... Oh, they was wilding. Yeah,
she dropped the field hockey stick.
So they playing field hockey?
Yeah,
like
they playing field hockey. That's like some rich, like, shit.
Is playing hockey in a field?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like all because you see how they was wearing all those outfits together and they had a little, and she dropped the stick
on
her foot.
How do you move the puck? Or how does the puck
move? It's like a ball that be bouncing and shit.
This is not hockey. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't even discuss it as hockey.
I don't know what it is.
Field ball, that's what it's called.
But yeah, they really, and then Serena pops up like, what are y'all doing? And that's what I'm saying. Serena's like trying to stop it, but she ain't stopping it.
She's saying, she's just like, I'm half in, half out.
Yeah, exactly.
She's kind of stopping it, but not stopping it.
Yeah.
So Vanessa pulls up to give the check back to Old Bay, the butler, who I think is Gossip Girl.
Yeah, definitely.
He says she's unavailable. Mm-hmm. And she hears some rumblings in the study.
Like,
in the study. She hears some rumblings in the study. And so she up in there. Like, she, Vanessa nosy-ass, Brooklyn nosiness.
Brooklyn nosy.
She walks in to the study with check in hand, mm-hmm. and sees
Lord
Jesus getting it in with Duchess.
It was a humdinger.
Well, I knew this shit was going to happen from the beginning.
I can't believe how much you're clocking and stuff. I was like, I had no idea. And I've seen this shit already.
Yeah.
I was like, I literally was like, holy shit. I don't know why. I just forgot all of that shit. And I was like, yo,
when he called and she was like, hello, darling. He's like, you know, your stepmom don't talk to you like that.
Yeah, and then explain everything why he was keeping her, why she has always has a hard time bringing girls home. Because she probably be like, is jealous of that.
Yeah, she's nuts. Like,
and that's why Lord and Miller didn't want to hook up with Blair. Well, maybe that's part of it, but. Maybe he was already getting satisfied or something. Yeah. I don't know.
If people find out about this shit, her life is over.
Yeah, we're going to see.
Over.
Well, they shipped. We'll get there. Mm. But so Chuck tells Dan he can't date homegirl, Amanda.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's telling him this. Now that I've seen the episode, he was up to this shit the whole time. So he's telling him, he's like, it's going to be hard on you out here. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can't be dating before Serena. Like, that's going to be a mess. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like.
Trying to look out for you. He's like, shut your ass up, Chuck.
Yeah, so Chuck, see, he's like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And Chuck was like, okay. Like, you know, Chuck be knowing.
But
Chuck knows.
He knows that. That's the thing. He know how Dan's going to behave. You know, Dan don't fuck. At least Chuck knows he's a shit bag, you know, because he's like, I know if I give him advice to do this shit, he'll do the opposite.
He's going
to
do the opposite.
Exactly. It's like,
he's
Chuck, just go after mind your own business and live your life. Man. Yeah. What about skulking around the school like this all the time?
I know. He's like
a young Jack Nicholson. Like, what do I do now?
Yeah, his outfits. I feel like every time you saw he had a new outfit on, too.
Yeah.
He had that lavender pink thing. It was crazy. I was like,
why don't you wear your uniform? Why don't you have to wear your uniform? How do you have a lavender suit on?
Oh my God.
So Dan gets a call from Vanessa and he's like, well, I can't. Then he leaves school and goes and meets her at Big Roof Dog Coffee, I think. He tells her,
Vanessa, we saw the Duchess and shit.
She showed the picture. She took a picture. She showed the picture of the Duchess. She said, he says, go tell Blair. Blair will help you with it. Mm-hmm. So she goes to Blair. Blair's mortified. She crying, nasty. Yeah. And then she threatens.
Don't tell nobody about this.
You are Humphrey. It'll be the worst thing you ever did in your life. You tell anybody about this.
I thought that when, what's homegirl's name? I thought when Vanessa told Blair, like, hey, this is what's popping, and Blair is all emotional. I thought Blair would be like, hey, thanks. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Instead, she's like, you tell anybody about this, I'll make sure your fucking life is over. I was like, I don't like this person.
No, man. Right now. She sucks shit.
Well, I'm Team Blair. What's
she sucks shit, my man. He was very friendly outside. Really, he was a nice guy. But no, Serena seems like and has a more of a heart than Blair.
Yeah,
you
no?
think that?
Uh-oh.
But she don't. Oh, she man. Don't. Yeah. She's a fucking snake.
I hate being wrong. That's why I like snakes. Blair because you know, devil, you know. You know she's who she is, but Serena, you think she's like you're saying, oh, she's so sweet, she cares.
But then again, the greatest trick the devil ever played was to make you believe it doesn't exist.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's the apple tree. She's the burning apple bush.
Yeah.
Amanda makes Dan go to the popping spot. Dan don't want to go there.
Right. That's not his scene. Right.
Yeah. And I think it's STK, like the steak.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
STK.
So how these under 18 people just going to these fucking places?
kicking it.
Willy-nilly. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Craziness.
So the minions see it because Amanda said, now Amanda actually says, like, no, we need to be seen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You can't be scared of this shit.
I liked Amanda right here.
I liked her right here too.
I was like, yo, yeah, yeah, fuck all. And Dan's like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, let's do
it. Yeah, let's do it. We'll stand here. Of course, he knows they're going to take a picture. It gets sent to the Gossip Girl. And so then Little Jay wakes him up in the morning by hitting him in the head.
Yeah.
She's like, why would you do that to Serena? She don't deserve that.
Yeah.
She does deserve that shit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She deserved every moment of that shit.
That was crazy, Little Jay waking him up like that.
Yeah. That was scared the fuck out of me. I probably have a heart attack.
She's like, well, damn, wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. I eat too much red meat to be woken up out of my sleep like that.
Yeah. That was bold of Dan. Dan's wild in this episode.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't. Yeah, you can't wake someone up like that.
No, no. So,
he's like, fix it, Dan.
Yeah, all my daddy ribs at 5 in the morning. I can't get woken up like that.
Mm. All this shit is such a big deal to these people. Like, this small ass thing. I'm like, you all are so rich.
But this
and
is
young.
Crazy to me. Little Jay, out of all people, like you saying, it's a small things, big things, small things. Yes, you're right. But yeah. Little Jay, out of all people,
right.
I don't understand why she would, like, how, well, she hasn't been seeing what Serena's been doing. Because Serena right, has like, been definitely being like, you can't do this to me.
Yeah.
You can't, how you going to date somebody?
Right,
like,
right.
I'm Serena. Like, and it's like, man, he can
yeah,
date
I guess
people.
Little Jay didn't know, like, in her mind, she just, like, probably really feeling like, damn, they broke up. I'm sad about that. That's my brother's girl.
Yeah.
And he's already moved on the next day. But even still, it seemed like Little Jay would be a little, like...
Well, you gotta have
you
your brothers back.
I think
back.
She was also
yeah.
worried
you
about
have your brothers
him
back, exactly.
Because I think she was like she didn't want what was end up gonna happen to him, mm-hmm. which is like everyone turning on him.
Yeah,
I think that's what she was looking out for.
Maybe so, but this is crazy. So she says, so Dan, you know, Dan agrees and he goes and he tries to apologize, and Serena's not taking accountability. She's mad. Mm-hmm. Can't believe you would take a girl to a place where my friends kick it. How dare you embarrass me in front of my
friends.
But
she was pushing the issue, right, Amanda? Like, she was trying to...
Amanda did
I
it,
did
yeah.
think, I was like, wait, that's crazy. She's, like, kind of pushing this cat to hang out. That's,
this was...
What's going on?
It was weird, right? You could tell that something was off.
Yeah, and I don't even know the show, and I was like, she's pushy.
Yeah.
Because she knows what, like, she's up against, because she's new here, so she's trying to, like, not create any waves.
Right, right.
So, like, why is she so gutsy?
Yeah, yeah. What's y'all amped up all of a sudden?
Closing on me today. Did somebody give me some green juice?
Oh.
Because I'm allergic to green juice.
Really? Right. I think if you're going through anaphylactic shock, you would have, like, 20 minutes ago, we would have hit your peak.
No.
Something's wrong with Carl,
something's
man.
Wrong.
He's not moving.
Oh, man. So, Serena goes, well, why don't we all go out?
Yeah, it'd be
and
three of
like,
us.
So you're, like, vetting my...
Yeah.
Like, why you got a vet? Like, this shit is crazy,
she's so
man.
Whack. Serena's
like,
whack,
Serena's
yo.
Terrible, bro.
And then, yeah, but I guess Dan's kind of like, all right, whatever. I mean, he don't really notice. I feel like that was kind of crazy for him to agree to that. But I think he knew he was kind of wrong, though, because it was kind of like, it is her spot. That's her,
it's
like,
her
little
spot,
area.
Yeah. You don't go to that. You don't go to that spot, but Amanda did push it on him.
But he's his own man. He's got to be smart.
True.
Yeah.
So... Vanessa's at the school, looking crazy in that outfit.
This was the blue one, when he had the blue eyelash and the blue skirt. I was like, what is happening with Vanessa?
And Lil Jay's like, Vanessa, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
She's like, believe it or not, looking for Blair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, have you seen her? You know where she is? So Lil Jay is like, I'll figure it out. So Lil Jay got to go up to Slim Charles and the Black Minion.
Oh, yeah.
And
Slim Charles.
We call her Slim Charles because she's the number two to Blair.
Yeah.
She has the attitude of a number one.
Like, she should be number one, but she's like, I'm number two.
And y'all talking about Blair? No.
Slim Charles. Penelope.
Penelope.
Okay, you don't see her a lot in this. She ain't even in this.
Oh, she's, who, Penelope?
Yeah, where's
no,
she?
She's in it.
She's all over.
She's not going to be on that IMDb
page. She might not be on the IMDb page, but she's a, So Peter is here looking at the IMDb page to keep up with the names that we make up for these characters. Oh.
I can't find Slim.
I don't see Slim Charles
see Slim
on
Charles?
IMDb.
Slim Charles.
So what did they do?
Well, this is the time where they go up to her and they're like, Lil Jay, they told her where Blair was on accident probably, but then they were like, oh, and just because we ignored you doesn't mean
we ain't forget
we ain't
about
forgot
what you
did. What you did.
Yeah.
We gonna get your ass. We gonna get you.
Yeah,
so
she looked nervous too. I feel so bad for Lil Jay. That's some real. Yeah. That's the high school age. Like when you getting some beef over the summertime.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck, I got to see these cats at school.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she, that's why she asked Rufus in the first scene, like, how do you feel about this whole school thing? He was like, I'm into it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she was she's like, you know, damn, I never know that. Well, I don't want to spoil something. But I will say, Vanessa reminds me of, like, she's like, because she's not in school, she's like, Blair, do this thing for me. But, like, probably just sitting around doing nothing. And then that's why she's, like, anxious, because she's like, man, Blair ain't did shit yet. And I'm like, if you just wait, Blair's at school. Like, she's trying to hire her new minions for the team.
Exactly. It don't have to be done that quick.
Yeah.
Like, also, I think Jenny and Dan just need to go to public school.
Yeah, just, it's like school is not helping them.
School is not helping them.
Like, someone need to tell Rufus, like, hey, man, I know you're trying to give your kids a better life, but this is tearing
this is
up
not a better life.
Yeah,
this
is an
awful life.
It's an awful life for them. So, after three, So, they tell her that Blair's having lunch at the spot. So, Vanessa pulls up to the brunch. She sees Blair there with Lord Jesus. And she just, they like grab hands. You can't hear nothing that's going on. Right. And Vanessa just walks away. But Blair is actually doing what she's supposed to be doing. Like, she's, you know.
She's being ready to, like, make it work so we can get the Duchess off the claws of Nate.
Yeah.
Get him free. And Vanessa just walked away too fast.
Too fast. She's doing too much. She's doing too much.
Yeah.
Vanessa got to be patient. So Vanessa she leaves and she goes to the house to show her husband the pictures.
Crazy.
So she messes up the whole plot.
The whole plan.
Blair, Dan told you to go to Blair.
Yeah, and now you're going to the Duchess, what's he called, the King, the Duke?
The Duke.
The Duke of Hazzard.
The Duke's of Hazzard.
She brought Hazzard to the Duke.
Yeah.
Vanessa, I was so disappointed in her. I was losing, my mouth was on the floor.
Mouth was a gate.
Vanessa, no. Everything had worked out.
Disappointed because she went and told...
Yeah, she wasn't supposed to do that. She was supposed to wait till Blair did the thing, and Blair was doing the thing.
Yeah.
But she shows up and sees him there and just assumes that they cool.
Right.
And it's like, bro, just wait.
Yeah, like literally, like she just got there. They just had to cut the teeth.
Yeah, they just.
And then the Duchess comes. That's when the Duchess comes.
And she didn't even see this. Vanessa didn't see this part.
Yeah. Mm.
She missed because she left too soon.
Right.
She left and she went. I'm taking matters into my own hands. So, as a three person.
But basically, Blair basically told Vanessa. Her plan was to basically be like, Duchess, you got to leave Nate alone, and you got to keep paying him, basically. Yeah. So it's two wins. She gets to leave him alone. Vanessa gets to date Nate, and he's still getting paid. That was Blair's plan.
Yeah.
But Vanessa going to the Duke's Hazzard fucks it all up. Because now the Duke is like, hold up, you fucking my son?
Yeah.
I want to see that scene. Now, if I wrote that scene, the Duke would have came in at the end, like, Coming to America, and it was like all the music, bum, 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 bum. You fucking my son?
You fucking my son?
And then the Duchess is like, no.
And the little boy?
And you fucking Nate? Put her in jail.
Yeah,
we need to get a comeuppance on the Duchess.
Yeah,
she's getting away with a lot of shit.
A lot of shit. So we go to the three-person date. Clearly, Amanda and Dan is hitting it off.
Yeah.
They getting it in. They know.
Talking about Voltaire.
talking about Tchaikovsky and Chopin and
so
Beethoven.
Bunch of poets and then a bunch of classical musicians.
Yeah.
Talking about the Baroque era.
And Gorilla. What's the band called? The Gorillas. Yeah, the Gorillas. Yeah.
The Pyramids.
And then Serena's like, I hate this.
I hate this shit. She can't take this shit. So she get introduced. She goes and gets introduced by Slim Charles to this captain of the lacrosse team dude. And
right.
Serena gets in her bag. She biting on her lip.
And he was looking good, too.
He was. He had one of those faces that you kind of wanted to punch, to be honest. He just like.
You know, he reminded
that.
Me of for a second. I thought it was the homie from the OC. I feel like they were trying to make a cross reference real quick because there's an OC guy who plays lacrosse and he looked just like him. Anyway, but he's like, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
And then now it's that threesome day turned to a foursome
day.
Quickness.
And he's whack. He only talking about lacrosse. Yeah, and don't like sports because, you know, he be listening to Tchaikovsky and Chopin.
Yeah, Chopin.
Talking about the Baroque era.
Martha Stewart.
Well, Dan was kind of rude to him. Kind of like, you know, made some joke like, oh, last story you said you went right, and this time you went left.
Oh, yeah, that was really funny.
And then Serena also then kind of belittled him, saying, oh, he's not into sports. Like, he's not a real man.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Not like you with your muscles bulging out. And then she's like, can I get you another? This was fuck me up. He's like, can I get you another drink? or no, can you get me another drink? And he, what did she say? Basically, no, she asked him to get her a drink, but she basically was like, yeah, go get it.
Another, yeah. And then she's like, all right. And then she went and got it. I thought she was about to say, no. That's not how that works.
He wanted to chat with Dan. He was like, she's smoking hot.
Yeah.
And Dan was like,
smoking hot.
I gotta go. Amanda got up, then Serena got up, then lacrosse dude was like, she's smoking hot. Mm-hmm. And then Dan got up. And so now they get to the bar, and Dan is like, you bullshitting. Like, for real? Like, this how you gonna be with this shit? Yeah. And then she starts crying, like, you know, you just date somebody on the first day of school?
Right.
How you gonna do this to me? It's like,
I did feel her on this a little bit. Even though I don't fuck with Serena, I was kind of like, yo, I see. I mean, it probably was hurtful, but it also was like, you created this whole entire situation.
Yes.
Really? Because she wasn't even dating her. Like, when they met, they didn't even ask each other out yet.
No.
Same thing. People are assuming too much in the episode.
Yeah.
They should call it X-Files. When you assume, call it
assumptions.
Assume files.
Making an ass out of me, you, and Uma Thurman.
So she starts crying, and she makes him leave. And, like, she turned into a monster. This is what I put in my notes. Like, this is where she turned into a monster.
Exactly.
So and here's where I'm wrong. So I guess Chuck is protecting her by taking her side. This is crazy to me, because Dan ain't really doing nothing wrong. He's allowed to do this shit.
Right. So, yeah, like, he's just meeting another, but they broke up. Yeah. And also, when you really want to be technical about it. Also, real quick, I got to go back to something, because Dan low-key wasn't being accountable either. Like, my first point is they actually kind of broke up a while ago. Yeah. They broke up at the end of summer.
In the Hamptons, yeah.
So, like, really, and he had been seeing other girls and stuff.
Yeah.
I know they got back together or whatever, but whatever. But in the beginning, when he was talking to Ruth, Dan, he says, when Ruth is like, y'all back together, huh? And then Dan's like, no one cheated. And I'm like, cheated? Man, you was in there hitting the third baseman with Georgina.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, you did kind of do some shit. He tried to act like nothing happened. We're good terms, all that. And I was like, hold up, you did kind of cheat on her a little bit.
Well, no, they weren't together when the Georgina stuff happened. They broke it off, remember? Like, it was like a soft break, but it was like they didn't know what was going on.
When Georgina was manipulating him. Okay.
Yeah. So Lily comes by Rufus's place, and he tells her off. Yeah. Like, he's like, you can't be coming over here, man.
Yeah.
You can't be out. Like, we done. You got married. You chose him.
Yeah.
We ain't friends.
I'm not your support system.
Yeah. Because she be walking up with the movie and the wine.
I know, she had the movie and the wine. I was like,
Let me ask y'all this. Do you think, If Rufus had been like, all right, turn on the movie, let's pour the wine. Do you think they would have smashed?
I don't know the history enough. I hope they would.
Because she's saying, Bass Daddy on business. Something happened. Because she's really like, I'm alone or whatever. And also, you know, Rufus is like, he in the streets.
Yeah.
So I think Rufus is like, also Rufus had, actually, damn, you know, it's crazy. If he would have done that, though, homegirl would have caught them, though.
Yeah.
Because she was on her way over.
Yeah.
So he would have been like, all right, let's watch this movie real quick. And then homegirl would have came.
Yeah.
And then he would have been like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Thought she was coming over.
So that shit was crazy. Yeah. But I'm happy for Rufus. I'm happy that he told her off. Like, he got to protect his feelings, too. That was great. Literally, he's taking advantage of him emotionally. Like,
we can't be friends.
Can't be doing that. You can't be friends.
You made your choice.
Even though Bass Daddy got captured by some, he's a POW.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like he got kidnapped. Or something.
He's being tortured.
But and then homegirl came through like, hey, and kissed her right away.
Right away. Right away. We love Rufus. Like, hey, what's happening?
Yeah, baby? What's up, baby? Let me just handle this real quick. Yeah. I'll be right with you.
Nah, I just got to talk to this lady. It's Lily. Maybe this Lily. Lily was just leaving.
Check the mileage. So, yeah, and Lily was kind of hurt right there. I feel like she was like, damn, he moved on.
And she gave him the bottle.
But she broke up with him, right?
Yeah. Well, she got married to this other guy.
She's obviously not happy in there. If she's coming to this man for emotional support instead of her husband, like who's technically supposed to be the closest man in her life, like there's a problem here. There's a problem here.
Rufus do love her,
He looked like he was like teary eyed or something when he was talking. Yeah. Or does his eyes always look like that?
Nah, he was teary eyed, but he do have.
He looked like he was stoned too.
He was smoking weed.
He was smoking weed and he got emotional.
He's like, I'm high as hell. What if he was like, I'm high as hell right now, Lily? You can't be coming over.
Because I'm like, I'm liable to make the wrong decision.
Weed won't be legalized for another decade. So
he just knows that.
Yeah. So they back at STK. Mm-hmm. And Amanda walks out, and Slim Charles throws the nair in her head.
Oh my God, that shit blew me away.
What's her problem? What's Slim Charles' problem? Why is she so evil?
She wanna be the king, the queen. She wanna be the queen bee, but she ain't. She won't take the crown.
Yeah, I don't know. I really, this shit was crazy to me. I'm like, why would y'all, like, why are y'all so mean?
That was so crazy. I was like, I literally.
Also, that's assault.
Yeah.
I couldn't, I was wondering, did you know, because I was like, when Chuck had did that, poured the thing in there, I had no idea what that was going to do.
I didn't know it was going to be.
I was like so confused. I was like, is that going to make her sick or something?
I thought it was toothpaste. I thought they were going to put it in a drink.
Yeah, that, like, to make her hair fall out? Yeah. Bro.
It was, Nair's a depilatory. First of all, Nair's white. Mm-hmm. And it's a depilatory. You know, you put, it's like, you just wipe it off. It's like magic shit.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. It, that shit, it kind of looked like it tastes good, though.
It looked like ice
cream. It looked like ice cream. But yeah, her hair is falling out in front of everybody,
and,
man.
And then she, like, Dan tries to run up to her, and she leaves. She's like, no, Dan, get away from me.
I was crying in that moment.
That shit was awful, man, because they laugh, and I'm like, that shit's not funny, bro. Like, somebody put some nair in her hair.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was crazy. And then Dan runs
She was pulling it out to herself, too. She's like, oh, my God, why am I?
I don't think she even understood what was happening.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't understand what was happening.
Like, what's happening to my hair?
What's happening to my hair?
That makes it even worse that she didn't even realize it was near, just being like, my hair.
Because it looked like head and shoulders.
Yeah.
It didn't look like knees and toes.
If I had wrote this scene, I would have had Penelope walk by her after they throw the nair in her hair and go, who wears short shorts?
I would have had her walk by and go, skintimate or not. Not yet. And Penelope would be like,
skintimate or not. Ooh, wear short shorts.
And she goes,
That'll be a wild switch.
She's like, this is the real real. Welcome to the real real. Y'all know that commercial? I went off game.
Skintimate
or not.
I haven't thought about that since the 90s.
That shit was some evil shit. That was like, but then, guess what? My favorite moment came right after this because Blair's like, Serena comes like, I can't believe y'all would do that. Goes after Dan. Or no, Dan goes
Dan
to her.
Dan comes after Serena. Exactly. Like, that's it. I'm done with your ass. I'm done with you. You don't take accountability. You just like all of them. You be playing this little game. And that's what I've been saying since the beginning.
Exactly. That's what's so crazy because you've been saying that. Yeah. And I've been like, it was crazy. It was like the show heard you talking about it.
It heard me talking about it.
You literally said exactly everything. Like, Carl called it out from the beginning. And I was like, I don't know. I can't remember if that was the thing. But to see Dan finally say, like, this is your problem.
Yeah.
You don't hold accountability for anything.
Yeah.
No, you do nothing wrong. You're always like, I don't know. Things just happen to you, right?
Yeah.
Right, Serena?
Yeah.
Things just happen.
Yeah, shit was great.
That was beautiful.
He ate her ass.
That was nice.
He ate her ass up. It was perfect because she deserved that shit. Because for real, she never, everything is always like, I'm sorry. It's just that
I don't know why this happened.
And then now it's like, no, you did this. Right. You're the cause of this. You're the cause of this girl's hair is falling out.
Exactly.
You're like,
you
wanna
act like you ain't nothing to do with it.
And Serena goes,
I think you better call Tyrone. Because I was like, but it's all part of the plan.
This shit was nuts. Like, Serena was like, oh, I can't believe you're saying that to me.
Yeah.
You want to see bad? You're going to get bad. And it's like, Serena, this is what you take from this conversation about accountability.
That was like so psychologically unstable.
Yeah.
it's like, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you.
I agree with you, and I'm going to double down.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to beat it. And then
that shit was crazy.
She walks up to Slim Charles.
What song came on?
All along the western front.
Yeah, Slim Charles like,
line up to receive.
Slim Charles and Black Queen Bey were like, she was like, next time, go through me.
Go through me. She said, no. Next time, all things go through me.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Serena's taking Blair's spot.
Yeah, she's taking
what
his spot.
What is this going to do for their relationship?
It's crazy that these are like high school students talking like this. Yeah. I still can't get over that. I was like, in our high schools, nobody talked like this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See, and Chuck is orchestrating this shit.
This whole time. Like, he knows everyone so well. Like, he knew Dan would call her, would Dan leave her and turn her back to her old
self.
That's
fucking crazy, man.
That's crazy shit.
Blair goes.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, damn, this is a humdinger. I was like, this show is good.
I was like, this show is
fucking good. And I was there was like a lot of moments that were really funny in it.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about when we review it. But
yeah. Blair goes to Vanessa, tells her that she's, you know, a piece of shit. Like, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You fucked up, Vanessa. And then Vanessa's still trying to be like, you weren't doing anything. She's like, what do you mean I wasn't doing anything?
Right.
I did this. And Vanessa got egg on her face. She looks stupid.
She looks stupid. She's like,
went back to Brooklyn.
So the girls mess with Jenny.
Uh huh.
They come over, they dump her bag on the ground.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's all y'all got? I got something for you. But then she leaves school and goes. Now, this part, I had trouble understanding completely because I didn't know if she's like, if she's devising a plan or if she's trying to drop out of school, if she's scared.
I think she's trying to drop out. Well, whatever. I think she don't want to be in school. I think that's clear. But I also think, like, I think it's less about minions and more about just generally how she's feeling about her life. She's just like, I think she's like, I like fashion. Well, I don't want to spoil shit, but it's heading in that direction.
I'm going to see. I don't want her to bow down to the minions. I hate the minions. I want to see the minions all get their hair narrowed out.
They need to get beat up. Like, I think a lot of people, this is going to sound messed up to say, I think a lot of people in this show need to experience bullying. Like, need to get bullied a little bit and see, bring them down to size.
Here's what's crazy. When that does happen to them, they can't handle it.
Of course.
Like, Blair, for one day, she got bullied and by Jenny in the first season.
Right.
And she was literally about to move to Paris.
Yeah. That's a wild switch.
It's a hugely wild switch. It's nuts how she.
These people are so entitled. Yeah. Have their biggest problems in life are like who's fucking who and stuff. But they're all probably like miserable in real life. I feel like the children of very, very rich people are usually somehow miserable.
Yeah. They got to be.
You know, because their parents don't be around.
Yeah.
They be raised by other people. Well, which I don't want to say that. It's not true for everybody. It's not true for Zoe Kravitz.
No, I'm just making sweeping generalizations in the sake of comedy. Charming comedy.
Rich people though, like these New York Upper East Side people.
Like these are like the
celebrities'
most
kids and stuff.
Yeah, like the Trump family.
Cause like what's her name? Blair, her mom is like a big time designer, right?
And didn't even know it was the first day of school.
Blair, where are you going? School, mama.
Oh,
school.
Right.
I
thought you were 25, Blair. I forgot when I had you. Dan gets to school, and everybody's turned on him. Everybody looking at him crazy. Everybody.
Shit was so tight. Not tight, but just tight from an episode.
Yeah, it was a good shot. They did the rounding shot.
What the fuck going on?
What is happening? He walk up to his homies. The homies walk away. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Serena? They walk away.
Yeah.
Like, he don't know what's going on.
I'm tripping right now.
And then Serena walked by. She got the minions right behind her.
It should have been like, bad girl. Think about that bad girl. She comes out with the minions. And the other scene with Mississippi where Blair kind of, where Chuck kind of basically sees rubs it in Blair's face. But Blair comes out to the minions. Basically takes Blair's spot. So Blair's like, I'm kind of stressed out. You don't know what I've been through. Because she didn't find out her boyfriend is fucking his mom.
Yeah.
So then Serena come out like, it'll be okay, dear. Wraps a scarf around her neck. And then Blair's like, the fuck is this? Yeah. I'm Queen Bee. And then the minions just all go with Serena. And then Chuck pop in at the right time. It's not so sweet.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
He wanted her to be knocked down to size so he could, like, save her, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see what happens for the rest of this
season. It was crazy. I was like, I could not believe how well that plan worked. It worked so well.
Why does Dan have to be the fall guy? Like, that's what sucks to me is, like, Dan shouldn't be the person who gets the worst.
Yeah.
Now
he's, like, the one he got no friends, nothing.
Yeah.
All he did was take a nice girl on a date. And then now that girl was working for Chuck too. So really he ain't do shit.
We find out she was working for Chuck.
The whole time.
And that was kind of funny that like when her and Chuck were talking, suddenly she's got something
like her wrap,
her. Like, because half of it fell out. Not that that's funny, I guess. That's messed up. But it was funny. It was funny in the episode because I know she's an actress and it didn't really happen. Yeah. But it was just like, it was funny. And that fool is just so damn fucking. He looks like he would be a arch enemy of like Superman or Batman. That's what he looks like. Like
what's the dude's name from Superman? Lex Luger.
He looks like Lex Luger with good hair.
She was like, she wasn't even tripping about the hair. She was like, I did my job. I got lost a little hair. It's all good. He's like, you want to go to Sizzler after this? And Chuck's like, nah, get out of here.
You got to.
No, it's a Sizzler for real?
Nah, I mean,
so you want to go back to SDK?
Yeah.
No, I have bad memories from there.
Yeah. So,
Chuck orchestrated this whole shit. Serena's back to being the queen bee of the school. Mm. She sucks.
That shit
Everybody
was tight,
sucks.
Though. I actually liked this version of Serena. I was like, yeah, fuck it. Just be who you are.
It's something about it that I don't believe. I believe Blair more than I believe Serena, you know?
Well, because the thing we keep forgetting is, like, she was, that's who Serena was.
Before.
Yeah, and, like, Dan actually brought the good in her, which is why she don't deserve Dan. You
know, remember when Dan was leaving the STK and Chuck was like, you're about to see the real Serena?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they look over and she's drinking martinis and he's like, I've seen enough.
Yeah.
Like, which is true. She was acting like an asshole. Mm-hmm. But then now that she's, like, head minion and she's ruining Dan, like... I want to see how she's going to try to weasel her way out of this. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, how's she going to justify this?
How's she going to justify this shit? Because, like, he don't deserve, Dan does not deserve everybody in school to be mean to him.
So it was crazy.
That's why I said him and Lil J just need to transfer to PS-182.
Yeah, PS-182. Yeah, go with the truancy officers.
Yeah, exactly.
The truancy officers grab him. Like, y'all got to get back out of here.
Yeah, or he needs to move to Paris.
Yeah, he's going to move to Paris. So what you think? What you think, Peter? What after this episode, what you think? So we got a grading system. We got a rating system, rather, not a grading system, a rating system. And the rating system is we give it a number of XOXOs between 1 and 5.
Right.
5 being the best, 1 being the worst, or even 0 XOXOs. You have that option.
Well, I'll tell you, because I have pretty much no frame of context, since this is my first real episode I see, I'll give it the rating based on how it made me feel, how intrigued I was.
Okay.
I'll give it a 3. It's right in the middle. It was like, this is pretty intriguing, but I was more just sort of judging the show and the characters, and like, I couldn't help but think, like, if this show was on if this show back in the day was on HBO,
it would be crazy,
and it was even more like, let's say, explicit, it would have been crazy. This would have been like Euphoria. The original Euphoria, except
Do you feel like you'd keep watching the show off of that episode? Do you feel like it's something you would want to watch? Not really.
I don't know, man. a part of me is intrigued. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of show I'd like to watch with somebody and then make fun of it from beginning to end.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm allowed to do that, I'll do it.
Do a podcast about it.
And then I'll do a competing podcast. Where it's like, no, but it's definitely, I can see why young people were obsessed with this show. It has everything that like a young person would, it has a drama, it has a sex, it has like sort of the high school context, but then like cool high school. I mean, compared to the high school we all went, like, this is like,
it's like, yeah, imagine, like fucking, it's so different from, like, even the lockers are dope. Like, I was like, these lockers are amazing. So that's 3XOs. So you ready? So we're going to go, you ready, Carl? 3XOs.
XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO.
What are you giving, Lamar?
Oh, man. This one, since I gave the last episode 5, I would have gave this one 5, but Vanessa made me so mad when she went to the Duke of Hazzard that I'm going to do 4.5 XOs.
4.5 XOs? So that's XOXO.
XOXO. Say it with
XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO.
XOXO.
Ah! Okay.
Now, I'm going to give that. I really enjoyed this episode. I don't like to hate characters. I know that that's what makes good television, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I hated everybody in this episode except Rufus, maybe.
Yeah.
And Dan, I guess.
Dan was cool. Dan was
he
really.
He had some moments, but yeah.
To be honest, like, Dan really, you know, not to be that guy, but like, Dan didn't do anything wrong in this episode. Because I feel like that girl was manipulating him.
Yeah.
She completely manipulated him, that girl, Amanda. Yeah.
But he's smarter than that. He knows what the deal is. He knows, like, what he's involved in. He knew people were going to be tripping.
I don't think he knew that that girl, Chuck, paid this girl to go out with him. I mean, that was, like, crazy.
Yeah. But he could have told her, hey, man, I'm not going to go with you to SDK.
Oh, yeah,
where, like,
right,
my girl
right.
and all her friends are there. Mm-hmm. And then turn on, like, well, she told me to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like,
no, he'd be doing dumb shit like that. Dan will do some dumb shit like that.
He got screwed, but he also put himself in a weird position from the beginning.
Yeah.
I would say Rufus is the only one, I mean, like, based on this one fucking episode that I saw, Rufus seemed like the only guy that, like, or person in this that, like, really hasn't done anything wrong to anybody. Or has he?
No, he ain't done nothing bad yet. So I'm going to give this episode 4.36.
That's so specific.
Nice.
XOXOs. So that's XOXO. XOXO. XOXO.
XOXO.
6.
Yeah! I love it, man. Great episode. Humdinger.
Humdinger of an episode.
I can't believe Duchess is fucking Lord of Milk. That shit was crazy.
I can't wait to see what happens for the rest of this episode. For the rest of this series, for the rest of this season, for sure. I need to figure out if any of these people going to be likable ever again.
I got some articles. So the way we do this is like, I'm going to tell you what's going on in the news, and you tell me who in the show would do this.
Yeah.
All right. So
based Paula, on my limited knowledge.
Yeah, based on your limited knowledge. I'm gonna let him pick and then I'll rebuttal with it. Right.
So Paula Patton, you know Paula Patton from Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
One movie. She got roasted because she can't cook fried chicken. So my question is, whose fried chicken do you want to eat on this show?
Probably none of these people. There's no way any of these people cook fried chicken.
I bet Vanessa could cook fried chicken.
Why? Because she's the poor one?
Yes. That's exactly right.
She'll probably go get some whack-ass fried chicken from a bodega in her broke-ass neighborhood.
Bodega.
I think anybody, let me see who I think can make. I mean, Rufus. Rufus can make good fried chicken.
Yeah, that's true.
Rufus probably makes shake and bake. And that's
yeah,
nasty.
Like, I'm not sure if fried chicken. I think he's a great cook, but I'm not sure if fried chicken is in his wheelhouse.
Yeah, I don't know if he can make like some real Southern style fried chicken.
Like he might be too
Rufus
concerned
would be
about
like, I'm going to the store, I got some shake and bake.
Yeah.
And shake and bake chicken's disgusting.
Yeah, shake and bake in it. And this was the era of
shake and bake. It's been the era of shake and bake since the 70s. And let me tell y'all listeners, I'm sorry if this triggers you. But everybody who's listening to this show right now, if you make shake and bake chicken, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay? You're wrong. You don't need to make that. Mm. Frying chicken is easy.
Yeah.
I'll teach you how to do it. I'll take some time in one of these episodes to tell you how to fry delicious, juicy, well-seasoned chicken.
Carl makes good fried chicken.
That is
Carl
not...
makes delicious fried chicken. Yeah. And you make delicious chili.
Yes, thank you. Please don't put that out there like that. Further. I don't know why you're going to put my business on the fucking podcast like that.
With all my bad, no.
Okay. I have a baby bottle. Is there a baby in here right now?
Yes, mine. He's just sitting outside. He's helping with the drywall.
Yes. So, don't make shake and bake chicken, listeners.
Yeah.
Don't do shake and bake.
We're done
Even
with
if
it.
You grew up with it, your mom used to make it, your mama was wrong too.
Yeah.
Don't make shake and bake.
I used to hate that when I would go to my white friend's house and their mom was making it. Like, we made shake and bake. And I would be. So I wouldn't know how to say
or
no.
Stovetop stuffing.
I would come back home like, Mom, they made me eat shake and bake chicken over there.
I don't mind the stovetop stuffing as much as the shake and bake.
Shake and bake is a disaster.
Yeah.
Can I go as far to say, if you're making shake and bake in 2022, fuck you.
Yeah. Okay, here's my last.
Did y'all grow up eating shake and bake?
No.
Good. Oh, so they eat their chicken in cold soup chicken? Form.
Yeah, this cold is it's not even it's baked, so it's not even fried chicken.
It's
right?
Not
you're
baking.
It's disgusting. It's like eating.
So
it's like taking a chicken off the side of the road and pouring
cornmeal,
baby powder on it. And yeah. Eating it.
Specifically, taking the chicken off the side of the road.
So, I want y'all to see this video. So, okay. I know it's going long, but to be honest, I got here on time, so I don't feel bad about it.
I was very late, and I want to apologize to everybody.
So this woman, Santa Ana, she like hit a 12-year-old boy on a bike, right? So she hits this kid on a bike. So Anya, can you play the video? So I want y'all to hear the audio of this because this shit is insane.
Spins out of control in Santa Ana. You can see it there, all of it caught on camera.
Yeah, a neighbor accused of attacking a young boy, and that child's mother says not enough is being done to help.
Fox 11's Haley Winslow live in Santa Ana with the latest. Haley.
The boy was actually doing what his mom told him to
she
do.
She like Amy Poehler.
She did look like Amy because Poehler. He was almost hit by a car last week
Haley
and she
Winslow.
Said it was safer. Well, never did they expect this. Jeffrey says he was doing what 12-year-olds do best, being a kid, when all of a sudden he's attacked by an elderly woman.
Get the hell off the sidewalk now.
Excuse me?
Get off the sidewalk.
Don't touch me. Why'd you just hit me?
Want me to hit you again?
What the f*** is wrong with you?
So she grabbed my bike.
This is crazy.
Did
she bust his lip?
Yeah. Look at, dang, she hit him hard.
Really just. Made my blood boil.
This is mom.
This is the mom.
Okay, now hello.
Forget about the kid. I want
to look at Sandra.
Sandra,
man, I wanted to do something, man, but I couldn't, man.
Walk inside their small gated Santa Ana neighborhood when they got to Susan Garcia.
All right, that's enough. Man, that video was crazy.
That's wild.
So who do you think would do that shit?
The Duchess.
The little kid.
Who would be the kid? I think Dan is that little kid riding around in my neighborhood.
The Duchess is the old lady.
Yeah,
yeah. No. She's like, come here, let me slap you again.
Eleanor,
come inside. I think
let's
Eleanor.
Oh yeah, I think Eleanor would do it, and I also think I think Lily is that kid's mom. Lily would be that kid's mom.
I think the Duchess would be that kid's mom, because that lady was fine.
Carl, we got to get the Duchess on the show.
Yeah, we got to get the Duchess on
the show. All right. I wonder what she's doing now.
Hopefully not having sex with minors.
Hey, the characters are not the people.
Yeah.
What? It's, Peter is not. Note, Peter, all right, never mind.
I read books, not movies.
I read books. I don't read movies.
I don't read movies or shows.
I don't watch movies. I'm probably going to fall asleep in this movie tonight. But you have to wake me up when Peter comes on the screen.
Great.
That's you.
Yeah.
You wake me up when you come on the screen. Wake me up before you go.
Here's one more thing for y'all. Okay. Michael Bay. Y'all know Michael Bay, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's not my bae.
He ain't my bae. He says he's tired of people talking about the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap, right? And I'm like, who gives a fuck what you think?
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it, and I was like, who on the show do you think would talk about the slap too much?
I think...
Like, who wouldn't shut up about it, and who would hate it?
The creepy dude would just, like, he would bring it into every conversation.
It's like the Will Smith slap.
Sometimes the rage gets over you, and you just have to get on stage.
Hey, man, don't Will Smith me. I was just kidding.
Yeah. I, for one, believe... in what Will Smith did, protecting his lady. One must always protect their woman. And so, yeah, I think you're right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think good calling that. And I think Serena would be like, I don't know what I'm thinking. I have an aneurysm. All right, it's time for the podcast to end. But Peter, man, it's been a wonderful time having you on the show. I think you are amazing.
Love you, fellas. Thank you for having me, man.
I can't believe it took us this long to get you on the show. The biggest Gossip Girl fan we know.
It's been an honor. It's been an honor. And it was really hard pretending that I didn't know anything about the show, too.
Do you want to plug something?
Follow me on Instagram. I post like little videos and stuff. Maybe you'll like them, maybe you'll hate them. At PBANI, PBANI.
And my therapist is a big fan of Peter.
My man.
It creates conflict when I complain about Peter to her. And I'm like, Peter's being a dick to me again. And she's like, but maybe he was being hilarious. How have you thought about that?
That sounds toxic of her. I will say also, I'm privileged and honored to have a very small role in this film, Everything Everywhere All at Once. It opens nationwide on Friday, and it's an incredible film. Like, and the people behind it are like great, incredible people. The Daniels.
Really?
Yeah. And they are the nicest, most talented people. And I'm just so happy for them and everybody in that film. So check that out.
The movie is out right now. Go check it out.
If you haven't seen it already.
The movie's very touching. Like, the story has elements of like family and like, family bond that's like I think a lot of people can relate.
I'm sure I'll cry multiple times.
I'll be crying.
I cried during Gossip Girl.
I cried when that girl lost her hair. I cried. I was like, this is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
all right, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast on YouTube.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, watch the podcast. Well, you can see us do this. You can see us watch this whole thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
This is a HeadGum YouTube. Hey, follow us on Instagram at XOXO Gossip Kings _podcast. Keep sending your user spotters. Even though we didn't do a spotter this week, we got an extra amount of spotters for you next week. Please rate the podcast on all the podcast platforms. Make sure you have subscribed if you haven't. If you just remember to listen to us every week, that's really cool too. Shout out to the Gossip Royalty out there. We thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. We hope you're following along and liking the show. If you'd like to send a donation to Clay's Crying in a Movie Fund, please Venmo him. And remember, no more shake and bake chicken in your households, okay? We love you. We appreciate you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.